Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Mark. I'm Mark, as you know already. And today we're going to be looking at a little bit of grammar. Yeah, I know you've probably thought, no, there should be no grammar in Coffee Break Spanish. The thing is, what we're really looking at is patterns. Patterns of words which change sometimes depending on who's speaking and so on. Now, today we're going to be looking at the word for the. And in fact, there are different words for the in Spanish, depending on whether nouns are masculine and feminine and so on. But we'll learn all about that in the lesson. It's all within the context of talking about what you like. We learned this last time. Me gusta mi trabajo, I like my work. Or no me gusta, I don't like. And remember that me gusta really means it pleases me. So in today's lesson, you'll be able to say how you like things and what things you like, and indeed what things you like to do as well. I hope you enjoy the lesson.
Coffee Break Español! Now, last week we were talking about jobs, and one of the things that we learned towards the end of the lesson was how to say, I like my job. Can you remember how you say, I like my job? Cara?
Me gusta mi trabajo.
Me gusta mi trabajo. Perfecto. Me gusta mi trabajo. So the phrase for I like is...
Me gusta.
Me gusta. Me gusta.
Me gusta.
Me gusta. Muy bien. We're going to use this phrase again today. But before we do so, we're just going to practice the questions as well. To say, do you like your job? You would say... This time it's not me gusta, but...
Te gusta.
Te gusta. Te gusta tu trabajo.
Te gusta tu trabajo.
Te gusta tu trabajo.
Te gusta tu trabajo.
Muy bien. Te gusta tu trabajo is the informal version because it's using the tu form that we've been using quite a lot. But there's also a formal version which we didn't learn last week. And in this one, two words change. It's not te gusta, but... Le gusta. Le gusta. That's L-E. Le gusta.
Le gusta.
Le gusta.
Le gusta.
And this time it's not mi trabajo, nor is it tu trabajo, but it's su trabajo.
Su trabajo.
Su trabajo.
Su trabajo.
So the question is, ¿le gusta su trabajo?
¿Le gusta su trabajo?
¿Le gusta su trabajo?
¿Le gusta su trabajo?
Muy bien. So that's your formal version of that question. It would be either ¿te gusta tu trabajo?
¿Te gusta tu trabajo?
For informal, or formal ¿le gusta su trabajo?
¿Le gusta su trabajo?
Muy bien. We're going to use the phrase me gusta and join it up with other phrases or other words that will let you talk about your likes and dislikes. We don't always want to keep talking about our jobs. So we're going to learn some words which we can add to me gusta to talk about the kind of things that we like. We're going to start with one that you'll very quickly recognize. La música.
La música.
La música.
La música.
Now it's probably fairly obvious what la música is. Cara?
Music.
Music, yeah. So to say I like music, you say me gusta la música.
Me gusta la música.
Me gusta la música.
Me gusta la música.
Okay, just watch your U sound. Me gusta la música.
Me gusta la música.
Muy bien. Me gusta la música. So I can ask you, Cara, ¿te gusta la música?
Sí, me gusta la música.
Muy bien. So a question, ¿te gusta la música? And the answer, yes, I like music. Sí, me gusta la música. Let's learn a new word. Another word that sounds quite like the English version is la literatura.
La literatura.
La literatura.
La literatura.
Yeah, la literatura. What do you think that means, listeners? Cara?
Literature.
Literature, yeah. La literatura.
La literatura.
So how would you say, Cara, I like literature?
Me gusta la literatura.
La literatura. Me gusta la literatura. Cara, ¿te gusta la literatura?
Sí, me gusta la literatura.
¿Te gusta la música también?
Sí, me gusta la música también.
También. Do you remember también from before? It means?
Also.
Also. So, me gusta la música también. Moving on, let's think about another word that is similar to the English word. Me gusta la fotografía.
Me gusta la fotografía.
La fotografía.
La fotografía.
And that is, I like...
Photography.
Photography, yeah. Lots of these words sound very similar to the English versions. Here's another word that sounds very similar to this English version. Me gusta el chocolate.
Me gusta el chocolate.
Me gusta. ¿Te gusta el chocolate, Cara?
Sí, me gusta el chocolate.
Okay. Cara could say that. Me gusta mucho el chocolate.
Me gusta mucho el chocolate.
Okay. Me gusta mucho. I like a lot. I really like chocolate. Me gusta mucho el chocolate. A mí me gusta mucho la música.
A mí me gusta la música también, pero me gusta mucho el chocolate.
Muy bien. That was a good ch sound with your chocolate. El chocolate. Some of our listeners have been asking about how particular words and phrases are pronounced in Latin American Spanish as opposed to Spanish spoken in Spain. Pretty much all of the words that we've covered so far today are pronounced exactly the same in, or pretty much exactly the same in Latin America and in Spain. The next word we're going to learn is actually pronounced a bit differently. In Spain, you would talk about el cine, el cine.
El cine.
El cine. But in many parts of Latin America, you would say el cine.
El cine.
El cine, or el cine, is cinema. So I like the cinema, or I like films. Me gusta el cine.
Me gusta el cine.
Or, in Latin America, me gusta el cine.
Me gusta el cine.
Muy bien. One more. El deporte.
El deporte.
El deporte.
El deporte.
El deporte is...
I don't know.
You don't know. It's sport. Okay? It's sport. El deporte, sport. So, me gusta el deporte.
Me gusta el deporte.
Me gusta el deporte.
Me gusta el deporte.
So, let's just go through those six words that we've learned so far. We've had la música. So, listeners, if you can repeat after me, la música. Cara.
La música.
Okay. La literatura.
La literatura.
La fotografía.
La fotografía.
Now, each of these words have la in front of them. We'll come back to that in a moment. Then we had el chocolate.
El chocolate.
Then el cine.
El cine.
And el deporte.
El deporte.
Muy bien. So those last three words had el in front of them. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. All the words that we've looked at so far today are nouns. And in previous editions of Coffee Break Spanish, we've talked about the fact that you say un hermano and una hermana. So using the word un for a masculine person in your family, for example, and una for a feminine person. All words in Spanish are either masculine or feminine. And when you're talking about the something, the music, the literature, and so on, you use el or la, depending on whether it's masculine or feminine. The masculine words we learned there were deporte, cine, and chocolate. So they are el words. El deporte, el cine, el chocolate, all masculine words. And the feminine words were música, literatura, fotografía, all la words, feminine words. So la música, la fotografía, la literatura. In English, we don't say, I like the music. We say, I like music. But in Spanish, you have to use the article, the word for the, in each case. So me gusta la música.
Me gusta la literatura.
Me gusta el chocolate.
Me gusta el cine.
Okay, we have talked about me gusta. We learned last week to say no me gusta. We've talked about me gusta mucho. To say that you really, really love doing something, then you can say me encanta.
Me encanta.
Now, it's two words there, me and encanta, and you run them together, me encanta.
Me encanta.
Or you could separate them if you want. Me encanta la música.
Me encanta la música.
Me encanta la literatura.
Me encanta la literatura.
Me encanta el cine.
Me encanta el cine.
So it's just another way of saying something similar, but in this case, it's just that bit stronger. Me encanta el cine. It's not just the fact that you like cinema. It's the fact that you really love it. Me encanta.
Me encanta.
Great. Now, it's one thing saying that you like a certain thing, like music or literature or whatever. But it's also really useful to be able to say that you like doing something. And there's a special reason why it's useful, and we'll come to that in a moment. We're going to learn a few more words here. And in Spanish, you say, I like to do something. So, me gusta, and let's start with cantar.
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 Cantar means to sing. So, me gusta cantar.
Me gusta cantar.
Me gusta cantar.
Me gusta cantar.
You're too scared to sing, Cara, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe you would prefer bailar.
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 Bailar means to dance. Me gusta bailar.
Me gusta bailar.
And you'll have to take my word for it that Cara is actually dancing at the moment. Me gusta comer.
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 Comer means to eat.
Comer.
Me gusta comer.
Me gusta comer.
Okay, so we've got cantar, bailar, comer. What about me gusta salir?
Salir.
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 Salir means to go out, literally to go out of a building or to go out of a room, but it also means that general sense of going out. So, me gusta salir, I like to go out.
Me gusta salir.
Me gusta salir. Another word here is leer.
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 Leer is linked to la literatura. Leer means to read.
Leer.
Me gusta leer.
Me gusta leer.
Muy bien. One last one. See if you can work out this one. And it's something that you've heard before. Me gusta aprender español.
Me gusta aprender español.
Aprender español.
Aprender español.
Muy bien. Any guesses? Cara?
I like to learn Spanish.
Muy bien. I like to learn Spanish. Cara, ¿te gusta aprender español?
Sí, me gusta aprender español.
A mí me encanta aprender español. Now, earlier I said that this particular construction was very, very useful. And the reason for that is all these words, cantar, bailar, comer, and so on, are what's called the infinitive of the verb. And normally, in fact, all the time in Spanish, that ends in either AR, ER, or IR. So, ar, er, or ir. We had examples in cantar, comer, and salir. In English, we say, I like dancing, or I like to dance. In Spanish, you can only say, I like to dance. And that word, to dance, is bailar, the infinitive ending in AR. If you look up any verb in the dictionary, you will be given the infinitive form. So if you've got a Spanish-English dictionary, look up dance, for example. Look for the verb, it will probably have a V after it, and you will find the word bailar. Now you can try this yourself. Think up a word in English that you like to do. So for example, you might like chatting with your friends or something like that. So to chat, look up chat in the dictionary, find the bit where it says verb, because chat is also a noun, a chat, having a chat with someone. But the verb chat in the dictionary will be listed as charlar.
Charlar.
Charlar is an infinitive, so you can say me gusta charlar.
Me gusta charlar.
Okay, we're going to set you a wee challenge here on the website. You can go and let us know what you like doing. And try using the dictionary for that, finding the verb and listing it with either me encanta, me gusta, no me gusta, whatever you want. And that's about it for today. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow @learnspanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.